it's refreshing to learn about the outcome of the investigation.
What do you feel about the outcome, the fact that Siraj has rejected the entirety of the cases made against you?
I'm not surprised because from the very outset, I've always known that the entire Broha House was much ado about that. I know what my involvement was, and I knew that it was about board. But it is refreshing and comforting that Shraj, which is a creature of our constitution, which is an independent body, has gone into this matter and come out with a decision. I received the judgment of the commission this morning. It's a very comprehensive judgment. The investigation from the judgment that I read comes across as very thorough. And therefore, I'm happy and excited that it all ended up this way. As you know, Richard, a man's reputation is all that we have. Therefore, especially in the enterprise that we find ourselves in, our reputations are everything. And therefore, once some people questioned the verdict of the Criminal Investigation Department, even though I stood by it because that was an investigation of what I knew to be the truth, this judgment or findings of Shraj is much welcomed, and it really validates our innocence, and we can only be happy for the work that they've done and the findings that have come, the findings that have come out with.
Now, is your colleague, Deputy Chief of Staff, equally, if you like, relieved as you are about the finding as made public?
Say that again, please.
Is your colleague, Mr. Asensu, equally elated or relieved at news of the decision as made by Shraj?
Oh, he is. I mean, undoubtedly he is. No matter how you assert your innocence, there will still be some people out there who will question patient and integrity, either out of good faith or out of bad faith. So when you have we're happy that the Criminal Investigation Department of the Police, Ghana Police Service, did conduct an investigation and come out with positive findings about our innocence. We're very happy about that. But once that was brought into question by a section of society, it is also refreshing that only the police and Shraj has also come out with what Jim and I have always known to be the truth, is that we have done nothing at our own, we have not conducted ourselves. So we are happy to the extent that such a constitutionally created body with such regarded independence has come out with the kind of findings that were communicated to about regarding the investigation.
We do know that when CID made its, findings public, some people had issues with it. And their issues were given a lot of fuel by the release of that tape that threw spanners into the works of the CID. And many people believe that Shraj would do quite a good job on the issue. Well, this having been done, you naturally will still have people who would believe that perhaps Shraj hasn't done a good job. I mean, to those people, what would you say about their rather skeptical view of how institutions of state perform their functions when it comes to investigating officials of the government of the day?
I guess there's very little that I can say about that, except to say that we have to build a society where institutions of state are allowed to work and we repose reasonable confidence in our institutions of state. Of course, if there's anything that warrants us calling their mandate or their integrity to question, nothing stops us. That's a democracy. But I know that when allegations are made, people are either calling for investigations by the CID or by Shraj, or I don't even know of any other body that has a mandate to investigate corruption or abuse of power. If you look at the remit of our jurisprudence, Shraj has almost the exclusive jurisdiction to delve into matters like this. And to that extent, I would say to those people that let's have confidence in our institutions. I have confidence in the report of the CID. I have confidence in the report of Shiraz. What else do you expect me to say? I do have confidence in them. But even more importantly, I've always known that all of this was much ado about nothing. There was no substance in the allegations. The rudimentary scrutiny of the ingredients of the allegation will reveal that there was, it was really much ado about nothing. Even in terms of the public engagement between ourselves and our accusers, revealed that this was, to say the least, a completely unmeritorious allegation. The CID said so. They said it was baseless. Shiraz has said it's without merit and it's unwarranted, totally unwarranted. Those were their words. And indeed was totally unwarranted because there was really no substance to the allegation. And I'm happy that it's not just our say-so, but constitutionally mandated. And I'm particularly happy again, Mr. Sky, because there's a record. There's something on record to indicate that two state institutions have gone into this, delve into this matter and come out with the kind of findings that they've come out with. It's extremely important for all of us, our reputation and for our respective careers, and I'm very happy about that.
Okay, so should this bring the matter or the matters in issue to a closure for you? Or should you, are you of the view that this should, you know, virtually end all the various public views expressed over the matter and doubts expressed? Should this be a finality?
Well, you will recall that when this matter broke out, I had taken a deliberate attitude not to comment on it at all. I refrained from running any commentary on it until I changed my attitude when it had become evident that some distortion and misrepresentations were being put out there. And when the CID also came out to their report, I thought it will settle the issue until it took a different twist. And some people, excuse me, please, and a group of individuals decided to go to Shiraz. I cooperated fully with Shiraz. We responded to their queries and their inquiries. We provided all the material at our disposal to Shiraz. Shiraz has come out with their verdict. Of course, I hope it will end there. I don't hope that it gets anywhere else. But in a democracy, you can't determine what any individual decides to do. But I hope it ends there. And I think that this matter ought to have been settled even long ago. Because like I've maintained and repeated over and over again, there was really no substance to the allegation. It was much ado about nothing. And I always took the view that it was a tantrum which was thrown and no substance, no, really no substance. So I hope that it ends there.
Okay. In wrapping up, someone made these allegations against you, and at some point we heard that you were considering possibly filing a lawsuit on this particular matter to clear your name. Given two reports having, you know, cleared you, at least on the basis of what we've read, are you minded to want to pursue the lawsuit against your accuser in this case?
Well, the little I know about the law of defamation and libel and slander and so on and so forth, you want to achieve two things. First, you want to vindicate your reputation and vindicate your integrity. In other words, you want to go out there to the law courts to say that somebody has injured your reputation and therefore the court should restore your reputation. And after the courts have restored your reputation, you want that the court should compensate you for the injury done you. Personally, I take the view that the combined effect of the CID's reports and Shiraz's investigative reports, I objectively and reasonably believe that it's vindicated our reputation and exonerated us in this matter. So the first leg has been dealt with by the two reports. I don't think that we need a court action to a court to make a pronouncement of our integrity in this matter. These two investigative reports, in my view, settle the matter on that score. The second one regarding compensation, I'm not interested. We'll leave it there. I believe that any lawsuit will be straightforward, but I don't want to pursue it. I want to move on with my life.
Okay, very finally, before you go, sir, as I was asking you my very final question, but as I said earlier, there are people who hold a view that Siraj's, you know, outcome or investigations, they will not buy. For instance, this is a text message coming in from, Ernest Nogbe, who is a member of parliament for the Ashaiman constituency, and he says, when the Mahama case was investigated about the Ford saga, he was the same man who did not believe the verdict or the outcome of Siraj's investigations. Now he has confidence in our institution. What position do you take on a text message like this, suggesting that perhaps, you know, you are up to double speak?
Well, the Honorable Member of Parliament is entitled to his view. I'm not about to question his viewpoints. That's up to entirely up to him. I think he should go and check carefully my commentary on whatever investigations was conducted by Siraj in any matter for that matter. You should go and check it carefully, and you will see that there are very detailed nuances when it comes to commenting on these matters. And you even have to find out what issue or what subject matter that Siraj investigated. There are multiple dimensions to a particular matter. Those who will take the view that this is not conclusive, there's very little you can do about it. We are in a democracy, and I dare say, with the greatest of respect and in all humility, that even if God were to descend onto the earth to make a pronouncement on a particular matter, there are still people who will take a contrary view, and therefore we will just leave it to them as being their right in a democratic dispensation. The MP who has just made this comment, that's exactly what he's entitled to.
Yeah, but is it a case that perhaps when Siraj made the decision regarding the Mahama Ford saga, you held a view that, you know, they couldn't have been serious with their decision and that their decision was questionable?
Well, that is not correct, because as I don't even recall any such decision by Siraj in the Ford matter. And I vividly recall my commentary on the Ford matter. I'm not about to repeat it because it serves no purpose now, but my commentary on it had nothing to do with Siraj's investigation or otherwise.
Thank you so much, Mr. Abujanapo. But quickly, have you brought the outcome of the decision to the attention of the president? Because he referred the first matter, we're told, to the CID.
Let's keep my communication with the president as privilege.
Very well. Okay, thank you so much, Abujanapo, for talking to us, the Deputy Chief of Staff at the Presidency.